Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
By Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creightonville?
It's a big day. I think Steve would like to swing in. I know Jake would love that. It's Fondue Friday.
I'm there.
It's Fondue
I'll
Friday.
Be there.
He's fondue. He's got 14 fondue pots set up, and it's the old school ones with the Sterno heat. So it's not the electronic. It's the
better time.
The Sterno heat. Remember, Steve? The Sterno heat was like a purple chemical that was kind of a gel, and you lit it on fire, and you controlled it by how far you opened up the. That's how you controlled the heat to it. So he's got bread you can dip in cheese that with the fondue sticks like that. You got
what else?
Oh yeah, well, there's meats you can cook. There's going to be a little melted chocolate.
You know, kidding.
A little melted
I'm going
chocolate,
to that one.
Melted chocolate. You can dip a marshmallow and some other things in. Yeah, the long forks, the fondue forks. Oh, better
fondue's
time.
A word you don't hear anymore.
You don't hear. Fondue was, if you go back in the 70s, that was a common thing.
Common word.
It's like, what are you guys doing Friday? People coming over. What are you guys doing? Fondue.
Fondue, playing bridge.
You cut up meats and chickens and you eat like one. It's like a little appetizer meal. And you eat it as you go. And then dipping the chunks of bread into melted cheese was one of the most remarkable things you could ever have happen
just
in your life.
Just go on.
Just
fondue forever.
Jake, have you ever seen the Sterno heat that I'm talking about?
This is a little bizarre part of it. The Sterno heat, I'm not completely familiar
with. It was a little can about
how
this
how do you remember
big.
This?
You,
oh,
like,
yes.
Yeah, and you light the can, like, and then you control it how the heat, on how far you covered it up. Then you turn it off. You just shut it and it went away.
You might be happy to see that Blitzkrieg's on the YouTube. He says, "I still use Sternos for catering."
Yeah, it still happens. It is real. Do it real quick.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm Blitzkrieg.
So funny. He was up in the stand with me. He was up on the kind of like this little studio part.
Love
and all
that
of a sudden,
vision so much.
Blitzkrieg was up there with me.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry to interrupt.
I'm Blitzkrieg. Just to be able to say I'm Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg, please send a photo in of Sterno like that. But oh,
fondue.
And if you remember also, Jake, when you cut your fondue, the long forks, on the back end, it was wood with a little color piece on the back. So you knew like, hey, I'm orange. So when you put your fork in to do the fondue, if you're cooking your meat, it's like, which one's mine? Remember, you're orange. I'm yellow.
Your
I'm
mom
blue.
And dad did very well with you.
Oh, they had fondue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They raised him properly.
Oh, and you appreciate it, which that's what I like.
Yes. They were big in fondue. They're also big. They had like it's called a farber where it's like an inside grill that they would do shish kebabs on. And the idea was it was kind of a social. So you'd put on a couple of pieces of meat and some vegetables,
sure,
or whatever.
Yes.
Cook it, then you, and you, yes, eat some, then you cook some more at that. First time Shindy comes, he comes and he puts on 12 pieces of meat. Just straight meat. Just straight
it's not
meat.
Not supposed to be the no, spirit of this.
It's
Shindy.
Not the spirit at all. Shindy's like first time he meets my parents, they had shish kebabs, and Shindy went with 12
just the meat
kebab. All meat. Just the meat kebab. Just put a steak on a deal, and he's just like, well, I don't need it.
I don't need your fancy.
That's not the idea.
I don't need a pepper or an onion here for this.
just
give me this.
No mushroom. Not even a mushroom.
No, there was nothing. Just straight. It was 12 pieces of meat.
I wish I could see that.
My dad's face was like, it's not the spirit of the rule.
I could see Ron being somewhat dismayed in a low key manner.
He went with all meat, huh?
Yeah.
Shit, daddy.
Yes.
Hey, now, wait a second. We got to get the setup. My vision is little tables with checkered,
tablecloth.
Tablecloth.
Yes, like that. And you get a nice glass of wine, too. A Chianti.
Oh, wine?
Yes.
Chianti, wow.
Yes, Chianti.
No red wine there.
Yes.
That's where we stumble with Shindy. Shindy, I don't. Can I just have like a 7-Up?
No, we have a glass of red wine, Chianti, and some fondue. I'm just telling you right now.
Fondue and Chianti.
It's amazing how you can put a chunk of bread into melted cheese, and it's remarkable. It is like you've been to heaven. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Melted Velveeta is
ridiculous.
Most ridiculous.
It should be illegal.
It should be illegal, but it's the most ridiculous. If someone said, hey, listen, you only have one cheese the rest of your life, I'm like, I'll take Velveeta.
no hesitation.
You want a sharp cheddar? No.
There are things that are illegal that are not as nearly damaging as Velveeta.
Yes.
But it's so good.
Oh, yeah. You have a better chance doing some sort of narcotic and living through it than would be eating Velveeta every day. Every day. Because it's not good.
No.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, anything God, fondue at the bank today. Yeah,
fondue Friday. I do have some response. Grant in the Bottoms,
our friend. He
says
back.
Better times, Bill. Better times in the fondue.
Grant recognizes better times.
Yes, thank you.
That's all we can ask.
Troy says they DoorDash marshmallow. Oh, he says one of my freshmen snuck one of those fondue
pots. They're called a fondue pot.
Mm-hmm. To the Denver team camp last week, checked in on the freshmen in the room, and they had s'more stuff everywhere. They had DoorDashed marshmallows and Hershey bars.
You could do that. Beautiful. I like that.
Fondue pot.
Thing of beauty.
Keep going.
That's all I got.
That's a big day at the bank.
I wouldn't mind doing more fondue and let's go back to favorite summer songs to wrap up the show.
That would be great.
So this is starting at 8:44.
What's that?
Pots going at
8:44. Pots go at 8:44. They'll go all the way till 2:44.
Stopping it.
It's 2:44.
So you can have wine at 8:44.
Absolutely, a nice.
Okay, just making sure that's going to be available right off the bat.
I could have used some yesterday.
Maybe.
Joe chimes in. He says, "Yeah, we could use some wine." Joe says, one of the worst mouth burns I've ever had was taking a bite of fondue too quickly.
Yes.
It was one of the first dates with my wife before we were married. Tried to act cool with your mouth on fire. Not easy.
Just spitting
definitely
it,
could happen.
Just spitting it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you would cook stuff mouth in burn. Hot oil. You'd right. cook stuff in hot oil.
What would you burn your mouth with? Like, what would it be an example of something that you'd fondue?
I don't know what that would be for sure. I mean, just the meat could do it. And think that if you
brought
it
took out. 12 pieces of meat.
He did. It was on shit. That was a shish kebab plan. But how about simple? It's not the spirit of the rule. It was not the spirit.
It's not the spirit.
They had all the stuff all laid out. My mom had everything laid out.
That's what I mean.
He's just boom. Just
right in front of your mom.
I wish they could see that.
Danny, that's not appropriate. Yeah.
He'd probably do it again right now, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The meat kebab.
He had a meat kebab. It wasn't a shish kebab. It was
just a
meat
big carnivore.
A carnivore platter.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text as always. I was reading Husker Line on 3. Sean Callahan joined the show Wednesday. He wrote on his rundown, the sneaky tough games of the 2025 football season. And one game he mentioned was the first one, Cincinnati. I don't know if people are talking about the Cincy game enough. I know we feel like Nebraska should win the game, but we felt that way in the past about BYU coming to Lincoln in 2015 and different first games. And
oh, yeah.
You kind of say,
Illinois.
Oh, we got the 3-0 start lined up, and then you're 0-1. off the bat. Are we focusing enough on Cincinnati?
Wasn't the Illinois game in Champaign a prime example of that?
Yes. That was Bielema's first game.
Yeah, and you just kind of thought, not walk over, but this should win the game. Yeah, this shouldn't be that much trouble. Then it quickly became evident that it was. The thing about Cincinnati, at least they do have a coach. I think Bill could verify this. Scott is a coach with a history of running the ball. That's what he want. That's his history. He's more apt to do it than a lot of guys. And they rushed for, I think, 190 yards a game last year. Not great, but like 35th in the country. They're going to test Nebraska's vulnerability, is my guess. Well, come on.
Well, what you don't know about him is they've added some players, obviously, and right away it's always going to be, well, what players did they add? They're probably from smaller schools, which generally goes very well. When players are playing up is the best. That's what you see happen at the highest level. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have some players that I'm sure that people don't have a lot of knowledge on. So I'd have to go back and look. I'd have to get Sean to help with that on what their class was like with their, because I'm sure they signed several transfer portals. But where are they from? And if you say, well, they're from McNeese State. Oh, don't look down your nose at that, because right away it's like there's some really good players from different places that are on the move.
You're right. But now they do have an all Big 12 nose tackle, interior lineman. It's really good, named Corleone. And they have some offensive linemen returning. I think they'll be difficult to deal with as a running team. I do. I think it's an easy answer to your question of who's people overlooking a little bit that could be tough. I do think it's an easy answer.
First game of the season.
Yeah. It's partly that too. Just
first games are always,
yeah,
you see weird stuff happen.
Yeah.
You see weird stuff happen.
I think we're going to see that. And I just think it's going to be a tussle. I'm not going there thinking, oh, I'll be writing in the fourth quarter because Nebraska will be comfortably ahead. I don't envision that kind of game. I think it'll be a tough game.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cincinnati's, I get it. They're down. They're down. There's no doubt about it.
And they're up against it.
Yeah.
But they don't have a good year. He's not surviving.
Right.
I don't think that.
I don't think so either. But it's still Cincinnati. They'll still have some guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when they come out of the tunnel, you'll be like, oh, okay. All right. That looks good. And it won't look that much different than Nebraska, probably.
And they'll have a very spirited summer. Mm-hmm. They'll have a great summer. Like, hey, listen, we're playing on Thursday night, 8:00.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching. We've got Nebraska. We've got a Big Ten team. So they'll have a fully, and they're not kind of going like, I don't know, I guess we're going to play them. See how it goes. And they're spending time, and they do have, you know, the part that I'm sure what are they struggling with? Offensively, they'd be like, okay, we have a lot of film. We've seen Holgorsen be the coordinator. So they have some things to study. Defensively, you just kind of say, okay, same as last year. Are they? No one really knows if is it going to be just a version of it where they have some of it, but we also do some of this. So those things matter so you have to prepare for. It's real simple, even odd stack. Those are the three fronts you're kind of preparing for. And so it's kind of like, okay, are they going to play, like I said, a true 3-3-5? Are they going to play an odd front? They're going to play an even front. You know, evens, like, you know, like I said, they can put the three technique to either three and the one to either side. But, you know, how much zero nose are we going to see? Those are the things.
Oh, yeah, they don't know.
And so they don't.
I don't know.
So they can't attack it. The reason that, and someone says, well, why does that really matter? Well, it's really simple. There are some runs that don't work well versus some fronts, and you just don't run them. And you say, these are really good runs. These match up. So all of a sudden you get into a game, they have to have a larger library of what they're going to do, unless they're true option football.
That gives you some advantage there.
Gives you some advantage.
Nebraska. So, yeah. Advantage Nebraska. You know what else is advantage Nebraska? I think. Nebraska's got a new special teams coordinator, but he was there in the spring. Their special teams coordinator took over in May. So they have a new special teams coordinator who wasn't there during the spring. That could be something of a factor.
Yeah, I mean, those guys from Cincinnati, you're thinking, okay, I can watch Tennessee really close and kind of have a feel for what we're going to see, we're going to get. We know that the punter that they had is now left because they went and got a punter that is a rugby style, you know,
Archie Wilson
can hopefully kick with both. So right away, so they have some knowledge, haven't seen him, but they can watch Tennessee pretty close. Because I doubt it was a case where it was like, we're bringing in a new coordinator, but we're going to do what we do. You can bring in a new defensive coordinator to Alabama, and they're going to run exactly what Saban wants run. Mm-hmm. So they can know. It's like, yeah, new coordinator. Yeah, we don't care. Just watch this. This is what they're going to be doing. So those are some small things. But it really bothers you more. Like defensively, you've kind of seen it all a little bit. But all of a sudden, you might not be prepared. And they might have a plan coming out. And they're going to say, hey, we're going to go about 25, 30 plays of empty. They see empty. They know empty. But are they really prepared for that many calls? Sometimes it's like, we don't have that many calls to be able to do. That's something that bothers you. Or if a team changes up, if I'm defending them for Nebraska and they show up and it's like they're 11 personnel team, a little bit of 12, and all of a sudden it's a bunch of 13. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, there's a lot of gap schemes with it, different stuff. They're kind of, you know, doing some things off the Michigan game plan type of stuff. It's like, okay, it's a little bit more work. There's some more stuff to it.
In a big picture sense, tell me if I'm off base on this. I think this is still in play. Where Nebraska, it's still Nebraska. So Cincinnati can kind of use that. Nobody's respecting us. Everybody's just picking Nebraska. Can they still use that card?
They won't be picked by anybody.
No. So I think they can come in with that. I think they're
coaching. They know having a Nebraska crowd there.
Yeah. They can use the us against the world mentality.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is sometimes effective. It's very cliche.
The only time what it's effective for is your preparation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do much once they take the first shot to the face. Then it's like, okay.
Once the game settles in.
Now it's like same thing with that. You have all your no one's picking.
In class A ball, I used to tell the guys that.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. All this talk and all the emotion, it'll all be over about 3 minutes into the game. And then you're just in a game.
So you would just look at Lakeview like, just save it.
Yeah. Kadowski talking smack. I just beg, all right, whatever.
Did you ever beat Fremont? We'd like to. Can we recall the? Can you pull that up? I don't. That's going to be a hard.
We can research.
We can research.
That might be.
Yeah, I don't want to lie.
Tell me about the big wins over Fremont.
Gadowski will tell you that there's a time there's the senior season we damn near beat in Fremont.
Almost.
Yeah. Then close. Then they made a huge adjustment. They played zone against us. Then they made a huge adjustment. And they played man.
Because
it was not good.
Couldn't get across half court.
Kadowski ball in Dorada. I mean,
I used to love that when I was thinking about that. All right, they're playing 2-3 zone. Fine, I'll get some shots up here. Yeah. All of a sudden, they change like, hey, can you loosen up a little bit? I can't get my shot off.
You have Kadowski on. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah. But anyway, no, I don't think we did beat him.
But
0-4 or more.
So there is
more than once a year?
Might have beat him as a junior.
But it does help you in your preparation wise all summer. Like that, it helps you preparation wise. Cincy's having great preparation. They're having great preparation
because they're on a big. They are going to be on a big stage.
Yeah,
that's a big stage.
Can we do Cincinnati's schedule? Because like I said, they've got to win.
I don't have.
They've got to win. See if we can go through their schedule.
Yeah,
I mean, this game is something that in their staff, like
yeah, we go through their schedule.
If we win this game, if we beat Nebraska, mm-hmm. we got a chance to go on something. Maybe win 8 or 9. Do whatever. Life's good. So
yeah, I don't like the psychological part if you're a Nebraska fan. Cincinnati's in a better spot, in my opinion, that way.
Here's Cincy's schedule. Again, they'll play Nebraska off the bat, of course. Then they will host Bowling Green, game 2.
Okay. Bowling Green, not bad.
Then they'll host Northwestern State.
Okay.
Give them 2.
2-1.
Yep.
Yeah. Then they will head to Kansas.
Tough. But I don't know. Tough game, though. But obviously, it could lose easily.
2-2.
Yeah.
They will have back-to-back home games with Iowa State and UCF.
Where are those?
Back-to-back home games
with
Iowa
clear.
State and UCF.
It's the University of Cincinnati. He said, are you through?
Are you giving him one there?
Maybe give him one. Just for out.
Beat UCF.
Beat one of the ones.
3-4? Is that what we're talking about?
3-3 right now.
3-3.
3-3. Then they will head to Oklahoma State. Scuffling a little bit.
Give them it.
Yeah, give it to them.
4-3.
4-3. Then they will host Baylor.
Loss.
In Cincy. Loss at home.
Yes.
Okay, 4-4. Head to Utah.
Loss.
4-5. Host Arizona.
Give them
win. Win.
5-5. Host BYU.
Loss.
Loss.
And they'll end the season at TCU.
Ooh.
So that's to make a bowl game at that point.
5-7 to me.
Their best case is really almost 6-6.
Yeah,
maybe 7-5 is best case, worst case. That's a tough one. They really need to win that first game. It's like I said, if they lose to Nebraska, it's going to be like, okay, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the favorites. We're not the best roster. Have enough ability. It mm-hmm. could happen. It's easy to say, turnovers. Really, turnovers really jump out in the game one. They really do. They really jump off.
Why more in game one?
It's just because there's so many little things that go on with this, with ball security and CQ, which is quarterback center exchange, and just different stuff. There's just little things that go on with it that just they all of a sudden it's like, what happened? They just snapped the ball over his head.
Yeah.
You know, they can change an entire game.
It's wild.
One play, yeah.
It can get wild. Yeah.
Haven't played.
Yeah.
In front of people.
God, it's for both programs. You can say it's a big game. For both programs.
Must win.
And tomorrow will be officially 2 months away from that game.
Yeah,
tomorrow's officially two months away.
I know you can't do must wins. I get that. But it kind of is for both teams.
I don't mind. I'm not pushing back on that.
Cincinnati's like, if we get this, we can catapult ourselves. And we're probably going to get to 7 wins. And we're going to save our jobs. And we're going to get better. We're going to see if this house settlement helps us get anything settled down a little bit. And like that. And if you're Nebraska and you're driving back from Kansas City with a loss.
Yikes.
I mean, that's
see?
That's what I'm telling you. It's a major yikes. So it's close to you got to win this thing.
It's a yikes because of what? The expectations.
It's the same old.
Because of expectations.
Yeah, because right away, if you say like that, we think they're, in this room, we go 8-9. We both said 9.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. The schedule.
That's including a win against Cincinnati.
The schedule says 9. Lose your first one right away, you're going like 9.
I mean, yeah. Luke Gifford. In the studio the other day,
famous Tinder.
Yeah,
yes.
They should win 8 or 9. No excuses. Now, here's the good news. In the program, there's the same mindset. In the program, that's the mindset they have.
And then after Luke got the schedule, he's like, no, 9.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. He said 8 and 9.
After you read the schedule off, then it went to 9. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, you just have to, if you're, you just got to, you can't get freaked out by that pressure. You want that pressure, right?
Oh yeah, that would be. It's fun. Just go play. There's no way going like, hey, listen, just tell them that, meet the team. Listen, we're gonna get to 9. This game's really important.
Yeah,
that's not even said. No, there's not like that. It's just all you care about. You just focus on the one game. What's at hand? What's with it? You know, the thing is always going to be. You have to watch if they brought a pass rusher in from Eastern Michigan. Well, O-line's got to watch him a lot. You say, hey, watch his. Let's study this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Know your matchups really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'll be fun.
Before we get to break, the 3 words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh God.
shiver down the spine every time I hear it.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Do you want to avoid being hacked? You call our friends at Apply Connective Technologies. Well, they're in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. If you want to have no stress anymore, just go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation. The rest is history. Trust them.
They've bumped up to 99.6. 99.6 in retention rate. 99.6. And also, I thought to hit on this again, there's been some five-star signees recently in Lincoln. We need a five-star to Norfolk. We need someone like that.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Think about this. You're living in Lincoln. You love the Norfolk area. Come in. Talk to them. Let's get on this Norfolk job. And all of a sudden, you move up there into superhero status.
Yep.
Because it's everywhere.
It's a good city, too.
Yeah, it's a great city.
Norfolk's a great town.
Oh, yeah, great.
Go to Divots.
Is that a rivalry for you, Steve?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, that was real. Columbus, hot. Norfolk, hot. That was hot.
Jake, I'm not joking.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, and then today is Fondue Friday.
It's Fondue Friday, for anyone wondering.
Creighton to Norfolk again.
What's that?
Creighton to Norfolk. What is it?
About 38 miles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's close. So now I can get a better idea where
you're at. Yes.
AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, Dr. Love, get your questions in about love, relationships, and more.
Here we go.
464-5685. That's next, an early break on the ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.